we see is the story of an impoverished neighborhood in Phnom Penh, Cambodia, where corporations have been given rights to land without any arrangement being made for the people who actually own the property and have lived on that property for years, maybe generations. And so as they have moved in to claim their land, they're backed by government forces, armed government forces. And originally, men were coming out to defend their properties and was just ending in, you know, really violent conflicts. So the women intentionally banded together and created a uniquely women's protest movement, putting themselves on the front line and trusting that just the fact that they are mothers asking for nothing more than a home and a place to raise their children as their only defense, really, that would be more powerful. And I think our film hopes to lend some testimony to how powerful that movement is.
There's no narration in the story. You rely mainly on interviews with the villagers and the protesters, and they're telling their story.
Yeah. We considered doing a more conventional documentary where people sort of have talking heads and they tell the story and then you watch it being illustrated. But we thought it could be more potent, perhaps. I mean, you know, there are a lot of things to explain, and we didn't want to get bogged down in that. And we thought, at least in this version, let's just try to let the people tell their story on their terms. And even if we don't follow everything, we'll follow their actions, and we'll follow what they do, and we'll see how they're treated. And hopefully that will be enough to bring people into the world of it.
One of these protesters is Mommy.
Yeah.
She's an older woman. She's fighting for her home. What's her story?
Well, Mommy has had a very dramatic life. She lived through the Khmer Rouge and lost family members and children to that bloodbath, and finally has a home of her own and was able to make money from renting rooms out. And then this happened, where they came to force evict her. And at her age and trying to raise her children and grandchildren, she has just put herself on the front line. She's 72 years old in the film. It's now 2 years later, so she's 74. But as a 72-year-old woman, just putting herself on the front line, and really the woman in the community that all the other younger mothers look to as the backbone and the one where they feel tired, they feel discouraged, Mommy never gives up. She's the sweetest woman, but she is as tough as nails. She is just not going to back down because her cause is her grandchild, and she's just, you know, not going to say no. So she's an amazing character, and she's the central character of our film.
There's a lot of violent footage in this movie, and you were in there, you and your son were in there taking a lot of this footage.
Yeah. From looking from the outside, you know, from Boise, and knowing that my son is in the midst of this, been pretty frightening at times as the climate changes in Cambodia, and I try to monitor as closely as I can. But I can tell you from being there and being in the midst of riot situations, somehow the fear goes away because you see what the women are doing, you see what the monks are doing, and you just think, well, my God, you know, what have I got to complain about? It's a privilege to photograph these women. In fact, I've had to, you know, when she was tased, I witnessed that, and my instinct was to dive in and fight the police off. But, of course, that would have been very, very bad. Nobody, even among our Cambodian friends, wanted to see that happen. So they pulled me back and kept me from it. But that's actually what's harder in those situations, is to not defend your friends, but stay true to what I can do best for them, and that is document what they're doing.